Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Aaron Berlin.
All right, let's do this. Let's cut the ancillary stuff. Let's cut the nonsense, and let's simply talk NBA basketball. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Magic Drive Time, wherever you might be around the great Sunshine State. Tonight, your Orlando Magic return home. And yes, that's your C-level Orlando Magic. After a short two-game road swing through our country's great Northeast, in which they split both those contests but could have won them, they return home tonight to face their Western Conference foe, the Portland Trailblazers, who begin what will be the first of a four-game road swing. Here's what we have coming up for you here on the program. In a matter of about 45 seconds, we're going to be joined by the one and only Travis Demers. He is the host of Rip City Radio. He is also filling in for the great Brian Wheeler, who is on medical leave, longtime play-by-play voice of the Portland Trailblazers. We'll talk to him about this Magic team. We'll talk to him about his Portland Trailblazers team. And we'll also talk about maybe what he decided to show up to the Moda Center in here in a matter of seconds. Hey, just a reminder, if you're looking for the Orlando Magic mobile app, is your remote control for an inside the look at the team. Receive the latest news, stats, standings, and scores, plus exclusive photos and video. Download it free today in the Google Play Store or the App Store. And also, if you have a mental note and you're reading your liners on your phone, make sure that the font is big enough so that you can actually read it. The older I get, the harder that gets. All right, well, tonight down at the Amway Center, it will be the 2-2 Orlando Magic hosting the 2-1 Portland Trailblazers. Believe it or not, Trailblazers, this will be their first road contest of the season. And now it is my pleasure to welcome in the play-by-play voice for the Portland Trailblazers. His name is Travis Demers. And Travis, I know you're taking over this Blazers play-by-play job on kind of an interim basis while longtime play-by-play man Brian Wheeler is out. But I know this has been quite the opportunity for you. First off, thank you for coming on. And just how has that been kind of being in that chair?
Yeah, thanks so much for the time. It's amazing, honestly. I mean, anybody who's gotten into this business, and you certainly know that, this is an opportunity that doesn't come up very often. It's unfortunate that it's been under the circumstances. Brian Wheeler, who's a good friend and an incredible voice for the Blazers, is going to miss some time. But this is amazing. Every expectation that I've had about traveling with the team and having an opportunity to do this, it's exceeded everything.
I was going to say, there's only 30 jobs out there, so when you get a chance to do it, it's something that's kind of eye-opening and a lot of fun. But let's talk about this Blazers team. You guys are off to a 2-1 start. Opening night, you guys host the Lakers. How was that?
It was an unbelievable scene. I mean, I've been around this team for 16 years now, and I've seen playoff games over the years. It was incredible to see an opening game of the season exceed the energy level that I've seen in any playoff game in that building. Part of it was because LeBron James was in town for his first game as a Laker. Part of it was just some really high expectations for this team this year. And then owner Paul Allen had passed away earlier in the week, so there was all of the emotion behind that. So all of that stuff coming together on opening night, it was a scene like I had never seen before at the Moda Center.
Okay, now let's talk about that. This Trailblazers team, you know, when you kind of look at everything that they did in the course of the offseason and where they are with guards Damian Lillard as well as CJ McCollum contract-wise, offensively, this team has put up some numbers, 124 points per game through their first three contests, while some of the peripheral numbers are a little bit of a concern, at least. When you look at what this team has done offensively, where is right now the concern level with some of the peripheral numbers?
You know, the offense is better than we thought it was going to be. One of the reasons behind that is because they actually have shooters coming off the bench this year. They let Shabazz Napier and Pat Connaughton go and brought in Nick Stauskas, who's been incredible, and Steph Curry, and that spaces the floor for Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. And they've allowed Evan Turner now to be more of a facilitator in a role that's better for him instead of relying on him to shoot. So all of that stuff is great. And they're the only team in the league that scored 120 points in every game so far. But defensively, the issues have been in the paint a little bit, which has been surprising. Part of that has been the style of play and the teams they've played. But the fast break points have been an issue as well. And they are certainly an issue for Coach Terry Stotts. He is trying to work on that. They were a top 10 defensive team in the league last year because Yusuf Nurkic had his best season, but they need some help out on the wings and they need some help getting back into transition defensively. And so far, that's been, if there has been a downfall so far, that's been it.
Right now, talking with Travis Demers of Rip City Radio. He's filling in right now as the play-by-play voice of the Portland Trailblazers. They get set for 7 o'clock tip time tonight down at the Amway Center. Now, one thing I know that Terry Stotts really wanted to hit on during training camp was that he'd like to see this basketball team share the ball a little bit more. So far, through the first three contests, just 22.3 assists per game. Is that much of a concern right now, or is it just everyone trying to get their bearings and kind of work together a little bit?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I mean, last year they were the worst team in the NBA as far as assists. They were just over 10 per game. That's not where this team wants to be. And so far through this season, it's been better. And again, one of the reasons why it's been better is because Evan Turner off the bench is being able to facilitate to Seth Curry and Nick Stauskas. But they definitely need to share the ball more. How they do that, that's a big question, because their offense in terms of the flow is very similar to what they did last year. They haven't needed to as much because there have been a lot of quick opportunities. They put a lot of offensive rebounds together, and that's been helping them get those second-chance points and things like that. They're one of the better teams in the league in second-chance points, and they're number one in the league right now in rebounds. So all of those things are great, but that's not something that you can sustain over the course of an 82-game season. They've got to be better moving the ball, and if they do, that offense is going to be even better than it is now.
I was going to say, is that something that's hard to do with the two guards that this team possesses? I mean, C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard are two of the best guards in the country, and I'd say they're honestly probably the most explosive backcourt in the entire nation. But those are two guys that really need the basketball in their hands. Is that hard to do with those two guys particularly?
It can be. And in terms of getting those assist numbers up, well, how do you get those assist numbers up if the guy that's taking the ball and running the offense is the one who's scoring the bulk of the points? And we've actually seen more this year than in any year in Damian Lillard's career so far, him playing off the ball. So we're seeing, whether it's Turner or even Seth Curry coming off the bench with part of that first unit, we don't really see CJ playing the point at all. If Damian's playing off the ball, it's because Evan Turner or Seth Curry is running the offense at that point. So when Damian's running the point and he's scoring a bulk of the points, those assist numbers are just generally going to be low. But they're trying to move some things around to create some space offensively and allow some shots to be created for Damian, continuing that ball movement and the increase there with that execution.
You know, you've kind of teased on it a little bit throughout the course of this interview already, but the bench scoring has really been impressive for this Portland Trailblazers team. When you look at it, 45.5 points per game. They're second in the loop as far as bench scoring so far. Their net rating is at 6.8. You mentioned the difference that Evan Turner has made for that second unit. What else has it necessarily been for them?
Well, you've got shooters. When Shabazz Napier was here last year, he really, especially in the last 20 or 30 games, he wanted to drive. He wanted to kind of take over and do his own thing outside of the realm of the offense. And now you have Nick Stauskas, where I don't think anybody – it's three games, so let's be honest with what it is.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think anybody expected him to have the type of impact that he did. He's not going to put up 24 like he did every night against the Lakers, but he hit a really big shot in the closing seconds of regulation against Washington the other night. So for Damian Lillard to drive and kick to Nick Stauskas, that's something that I don't think anybody in Portland thought would ever happen in the closing seconds of the game. So there are guys out there with Curry and Stauskas in that second unit that have the ability to hit shots and help space the floor for each other. And then Zach Collins, what he's been able to do on the defensive end has led to transition baskets and the defense, you know, leading to offense. And his development now from year one to year two, still a young player, still a lot of room to grow, but the things that he's been able to do with that second unit have just really helped boost that portion of the team. And the fact that they're scoring 40-plus, I've been waiting for a decade and a half to see something from the Trailblazers bench, and we keep hearing that it's going to. And the bench just has never been able to do it. So, again, three games into the year, what we've seen is fantastic. We hope it lasts, but it was certainly not expected to this extent.
I was going to say, and if you do have a good second unit like that that can kind of keep you in your game in the game and allow your starters to take a bit of a rest, that's going to help you guys further down the road throughout the course of an 82-game season. One guy that I really want to hit on, and I think kind of gets lost a little bit in the shuffle behind the two guards, it's Yusuf Nurkic. This is a guy that you guys acquired, I want to say, about a year and a half ago at the trade deadline with the Denver Nuggets. How much of a difference does he make, and how big of a presence has he been at the center spot?
He's made such a difference defensively. They were one of the worst defensive teams in the league before he got to Portland, and then last year they were a top 10 defense because Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum aren't the best defensive guards. That's not what they do. So to be able to have somebody in the paint that can make a difference on the defensive end just completely elevated the level of everybody else and took some of that pressure off of Damian and CJ in the backcourt. And the other night, you know, 22 points and I think he had 16 boards in that game, a huge night for him. He's not going to give you that every night, but if he gives you 17 and 10 every night and helps out on the defensive end, The biggest question, though, and we saw it late in the game against the Wizards, when other teams go small, is Yusuf Nurkic, who is more of a traditional center than he is today's type of stretch five, how does he fit in with the group that likes to get up and down the floor? And we saw in the first two games, Zach Collins was in at the end of the game because he fits that mold a little bit more than what Yusuf Nurkic does. So I'm curious to see how Terry Stotts is going to play things in the future with that position late in the game, but they don't get to that position late in the game without what Yusuf Nurkic does.
Right now, talking with Travis Demers. He's the play-by-play voice for the Portland Trailblazers. You can follow him on Twitter at Travis Demers. That's D-E-M-E-R-S. Just a great job. You know, one thing that was really a focal point during Steve Clifford's shoot-around availability earlier today was, you know, Dame Lillard, Yusuf Nurkic, and how they play that high 1-5 pick and roll. How hard is that to defend for opposing teams? And is it defendable?
It is defendable, but you don't have a good pick and roll unless you don't have a good roll guy. So for both of those guys, you know, what Nurkic has been able to do around the rim in the last couple of years, it's been getting better and better slowly. And what we've seen so far through the first three games is better at the rim than what he was last year. But Damian, to come off of that role and be able to just pull up and get separation for himself, there are a lot of guys in the league that, you know, that can't do it the way that he can. So, yes, it certainly is defendable for both those guys. But when you have Damian Lillard in that mix, you've got somebody who's just a naturally gifted scorer. So it's defending Damian Lillard. And defenses have to be able to put an extra guy on him or on CJ McCollum. When you have different guys on the floor, you can't double them. You can't double Nurk. You can't double CJ. You can't double Damian Lillard. So it really just comes down to, can you defend this player? James Harden, same thing. You know, guys like Russell Westbrook is really gifted scorers. And when Yusuf Nurkic rolls to the basket and all the attention is committed to somebody else, it just leaves him wide open. So it's about staying home on defense and making sure you don't get beat that way.
Magic and Blazers getting set for a 7 o'clock tip time tonight down at the Amway Center. It is the first of a four-game road trip for the Portland Trailblazers. They'll stop in Orlando tonight. Then it's down to Miami, Indiana, and finally they'll wrap up in Houston. Okay, Travis, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot, but if you had one spot tonight that you had to really watch, would it be the center spot against Nikola Vucevic as well as Yusuf Nurkic, or are you looking more at that point guard spot between DJ Augustine as well as Damian Lillard?
I'd have to go with the center spot. I mean, Damian Lillard usually gets his. Even when he has a bad shooting night like he did the other night, he still scored 13 from the line and had 29 points. But what is that center matchup going to look like? Is Vucevic traditionally plays well against the Blazers. And if you can't defend him in the paint, and I'm Steve Clifford, I'm just going to keep giving the ball back to him over and over and over again. So on the Blazers side, I'm going to be watching defensively how they stop Vucevic and make sure he doesn't put up, you know, 35 points again.
Well, we certainly hope it is. Hey, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you guys, Anthony Simons, a guy that you guys take in the first round, he's a Central Florida product. How has he been throughout training camp? How has he been kind of getting immersed into the culture that is the Portland Trailblazers? And what have you guys seen from him so far?
You know, he's a really mature guy for his age. I mean, you could see, I mean, you look at him, he looks like a baby. I mean, he definitely looks, you know, 19 years old, but he's really mature and he handles himself really well. And I think his teammates have really taken to him in that regard. On the floor, his first preseason game, you could tell that there wasn't a ton of experience or really any experience. But as the preseason went on and he was getting more minutes, he looked more comfortable in his own skin. He definitely has a shooting touch. He is a very, very talented young man, but his body isn't quite developed. So it might be a little while before we really see him make an impact on this team. Maybe it's next year, but there is no question that he is an incredibly talented young man. And everybody around Portland is excited to see what the big picture looks like for him.
I was going to say, is there a sense that he'll get some time with the big club this year, or is there more that once the G League schedule starts that you guys think he'll be down there with them?
You know, the Blazers don't usually send a ton of guys down there. We saw Caleb Swanigan go down there last year. I think he would really benefit from that because if he does stay up with the Blazers, he's not going to get a ton of playing time. They're so guard heavy. You know, they also have Gary Trent Jr., another rookie who was drafted this year that is also a guard that hasn't been activated for any of the first three games of the year. So if Simons is going to develop, I think he needs to play ball, you know, somewhere, even if it is the G League. The issue, though, is the Blazers don't have a G League team. They're one of the few teams that don't. So there's always a way around that. They can always find a place to send him, but it's going to have to be, I think last year they sent Caleb Swanigan to Chicago, play for the Windy City Bulls, I think it was. And that's a long way from Portland, and teams generally don't like to do that. I think he's got to play basketball if they want him to get better quickly.
Absolutely. Hey, and Travis, before I let you go, what was your Halloween costume that you rolled up to the Moda Center in the other day?
I was the one who didn't get the memo. I saw the player. I'm like, wait a minute, why didn't anybody tell me about this? That was great. I'm still trying to get my feet wet, you know, doing the filling in for Brian Wheeler. So I don't want to ruffle any feathers. So I guess my Halloween costume was filling in that way, guys. Boring as that is, but. That was so much fun to see those guys.
I was going to say, as a wrestling fan, I absolutely love Dame Lillard showing up as Stone Cold Steve Austin. That was fantastic, and I enjoyed it thoroughly.
And then Steve Austin retweeted it, and so did the WWE. Damien's a big wrestling fan, so he was ready to go with that. That was great.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Travis, thank you so much for taking the time, and you're doing a great job filling in for Brian.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime. That was Travis Demers of Rip City Radio filling in for the one and only Brian Wheeler, the legend up there in Rip City. When we return on Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center, we'll get you set with tonight's Local 5. We'll also give you our three key points as the Magic get set to take on the Blazers. Great job by Travis coming on. We really appreciate it. We'll see you on the other side.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
You know, we have two or three things that we went over today, and you have to have different ways to defend it, and you can't let them know what you're doing. I mean, they're both really good, you know, terrific players.
Hey, welcome back. Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center rolls along. The clip you heard right there is one Magic head coach, Steve Clifford, and the thing that he's talking about is the same thing that we talked about with Travis Demers, fill-in play-by-play voice for the Portland Trailblazers. How in the world can anyone defend that 1-5 high pick and roll with both Damian Lillard and Yusuf Nurkic? It's something that the Orlando Magic are going to have to focus on tonight, and it's something that they're going to have to be cognizant of throughout the course of this basketball game, especially in the fourth quarter. Look, one thing we talked about last week before that game against the Charlotte Hornets is how important these home games are. And you say, well, it's October. Well, the games all count the same. And the problem is with the Orlando Magic this year is you're giving up two of your home games in the middle of December. So if you do your math right, there's 41 home games usually in an NBA regular season. Magic are only going to have 38. And when you have performances like you did last week against your hometown faithful, that puts you at a disadvantage. So the Magic have played two home games. They've split both of them. They're 1-1. The idea usually in an NBA season is if you can win usually about 30 home games, then you have a chance to have a really successful year. And 30 is about the bar, and the Magic are already at a disadvantage. So tonight's game is important. Just a reminder, coming up here in about 7 minutes, we'll have Magic Tonight with Brandon Kravitz here on the network. Then at 7 o'clock, it is the Magic and the Blazers live from the Amway Center. Should be a lot of fun, but since we only have about 3 minutes left because we had a great interview in that first segment, Cody, let's check the lineups.
It's game night. Now let's break down tonight's Magic matchup.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen at the Amway Center tonight. The Orlando Magic at sea level at 2-2, 1-1 inside the friendly confines that is the Amway Center, are hosting for the first time this year a Western Conference opponent. That would be the Portland Trailblazers, who will play their first official road game. Hard to believe that through their first three games they didn't go somewhere. But they started the season with a three-game homestand. They will make the first of what is a four-game Eastern Conference trip starting tonight. They are skippered by head coach Terry Stotts. Hey, some background noise with this series. The Magic have lost each of the last three meetings against those Blazers. So how do you trailblaze a path to success tonight? Well, that's something that we're going to talk about here. At the point guard spot, that one probably leans the way of the Portland Trailblazers. He's an all-star a few times over. Dame Lillard will go opposite of one DJ Augustine. But If you watch DJ in that game against Boston, a lot of positive things occurred out of that basketball game. 10 points, 10 assists, a double-double for one DJ Augustine. But Dame Lillard, he scored 28 or more points in every game this season. Count it, 28, 29, 29. You hope he doesn't get 30 tonight against the Orlando Magic. At the two-guard spot, this one I think is going to be very interesting. CJ McCollum has had some struggles shooting-wise each of the last couple of games. He's looking to bounce back after going just 5 for 25 from the field and a one-point loss to Washington. He's averaged 21 a game last season. He goes opposite of one Evan Fournier, who finally seems to kind of be getting his bearings right. 6'7", 205 pounds. He had 14 points and 6 boards and 10 assists at Boston. The 10 assists, a career best for one Evan Fournier, who spoke about how the Magic's ball movement has been a key point so far this season. Aaron Gordon and Jake Lehman at the first forward spot. Now, one thing about Aaron that I don't think a lot of people have talked about so far this season is how good defensively he has played for the Orlando Magic. We saw it the other night against Boston. We saw it against Charlotte. We saw it against Miami. Aaron Gordon has the ability to be one of the best defensive players on this basketball team, and I think it's time that we start recognizing how good he really has been. At the forward spot, Jonathan Isaac had a coming-out party the other night against Boston. He gets tasked with taking on Al Farouq Aminu. Isaac the other night, though, 18 points, 12 boards. If he has more games like that, I think this Magic team has a chance to be really, really good. And last but not least, at the center spot, it'll be Nick Vucevic opposite of Jusuf Nurkić. This is one to keep your eye on. Nick Vucevic, during that two-game mini road trip, averaged 25.5 points. He also had a triple-double against Philly. So, good things come to those guys named Nikola. And hopefully good things come to the Magic tonight. Just a reminder, Magic tonight, just about 5 minutes away here on 96.9 The Game. You can also pick it up on the network. We're back tomorrow here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante is back in his seat. And that does it for us here on MDT. Everybody have a good night. Have a good Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. This season, Quirksicle is helping the Magic stay cool with triple insulated canteens and tumblers to keep your drinks ice cold for up to 25 hours. Plus, Quirksicle has just launched a line of amazingly cool soft cooler bags that take your old cooler to a whole new level of style and functionality. Whether you're popping a cork, heading to the beach for the day, or slow dripping Joe, Quirksicle is here to help keep you hydrated in style. That is www.corkcicle.com. Quirksicle, we make cool things.